It's Tuesday, September 18th, AD 2018. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The terrorist organization Al-Shabaab singled out 2 Christians on a bus in Kenya, Africa over the weekend for execution, reports International Christian Concern. 7 terrorists boarded a bus bound for Garissa and identified 2 Christians by their names. When they could not recite an Islamic creed, the 2 were executed. As we reported last week on The Worldview, China is now proposing restrictions for online ministries, including sharing Bible verses, pictures of baptisms, and selling religious books, reports the World Watch Monitor. Gina Goh of International Christian Concern told The Worldview that the government is targeting much more than online ministries.
It's not actually targeting ministries because it's not only targeting Christians. It's really more like an overhaul on regulating all the religions related messages, not even the ministry. For example, if you have someone's baptism pictures posted online, they can regulate you. Or some even argue that it's possible that even if you have a Christian wedding, because it has the symbol of the cross, it could be considered as something that violates these regulations as well.
Goh said that there are a few ways Christians in China could push back against the regulations.
I think one thing they can do is definitely try to push back with, you know, giving a lot of comments, because the good thing is they are in large numbers. So if you imagine thousands of letters or emails, you know, clog the government bureau saying that, you know, we don't think this is reasonable, it could create pressure. But I'm not optimistic, because when they were publishing the revised religious regulations that came out this past February, before that I knew that many Christian churches and leaders, they have already done something like that, but it didn't really change the outcome.
China is also cracking down on the fledgling Christian school movement, according to a report in World Magazine. The government is forcing eviction from rented properties, and the children are continuing their education in homes and small apartments. Revelation 12 describes the attack on the Christian church, where the dragon became furious with the woman and went off to make war on the rest of her offspring, on those who keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus. Pray fervently for the persecuted church around the world. The Hurricane Florence death toll has risen to 32, as 25 have died in North Carolina, 6 in South Carolina, and 1 in Virginia, reports CBS News. Damage from Hurricane Florence will be less than originally expected, according to estimates from Enki Research in Savannah, Georgia. The organization estimates damage to reach about $18 billion. That's $15 billion for North Carolina, $2 billion for South Carolina, and $1 billion for other states affected. That compares with $200 billion of damage caused by Hurricanes Harvey and Irma last year, and $159 billion caused by Katrina in 2005, the 2 record years for damage in American history. More reports on scandalous sexual sin have surfaced concerning the Roman Catholic Church, this time from Germany. Der Spiegel reports on a study conducted by 3 German universities, alleging 3,677 cases of sexual abuse, mostly homosexual in nature. More than half the victims were under 14 years of age, and the abuse continued up to the point at which the study commenced. The Catholic Church in Germany released a statement calling their reputation of sexual sin, quote, a shameful and depressing legacy, end quote. In the United States, 8 Catholic dioceses have declared bankruptcy due to the sexual abuse lawsuits. The nation of South Africa is increasingly devolving into a bloodbath of anarchy, or, quote, close to a war zone, end quote, in the words of Police Minister Becky Sally. The murder toll is clocking at 57 a day at present, according to SBS News. South Africa is back in recession, with its GDP numbers slipping to a negative 2.6% during the first quarter of the year. Its agriculture production has slipped by 29.2% in the second quarter of the year. Last month, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa announced he wants to amend the nation's constitution to allow the government to seize farmland without providing farmers with compensation. Allegations of sexual sin made against President Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh, have turned more serious as the alleged victim stepped forward and agreed to testify before a Senate hearing committee under oath. Christine Blasey Ford is accusing Kavanaugh of committing a crime of a sexual nature against her during a drunken party when she was 15 years old and he was 17 years old, reports CNN. Brett Kavanaugh denies the allegations and acknowledged his willingness to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee on the accusation. God's word reminds us as Christians to live for the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for the human passions, but for the will of God. For you have spent enough time in the past doing what pagans choose to do, living in debauchery, lust, drunkenness, orgies, carousing, and detestable idolatry. 1 Peter 4, 1-3. And finally, marijuana is turning into big business. The parent company for Corona Beer announced it will invest $4 billion into a Canadian cannabis company. And Coca-Cola wants to jump into the recreational drug business as well to offer a cannabis-infused drink, according to a report from CNN Business. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, September 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. And share today's newscast on social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter through the click of a button. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.